desert doesn't have much nutrients to make things grow. And it's really a beautiful dream, because it's not like we will labor that, but we are an instrument to bring about prosperity, goodwill, mm-hmm. kindness, not the kindness that the world knows, the kindness that God knows.
اینو یه خواب رو میخواستم ازت بپرسم، چون هرچی فکر کردم درست نخوردم هم نتونستم بفهمم، خیلی هم روش چیز کردم خواب دیدم که شما خونه من یه همه خونه که زندگی میکنم.
Say it in English.
He's I had a dream, I'm so sorry. I had a dream about almost right around the time that you had the retreat. After actually it was the second night of the retreat, last one. Okay. I didn't come there. And I had a dream that I was in my own house, and all of a sudden there is this big room which I don't have in that apartment that I'm living, but it is there, and it is exactly like your room, your baba room.
Uh-huh.
Even the bay window.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Which I don't have any of those. Even the flooring, because it was white,
mm-hmm.
which the rest of the house is wood, it's not white.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same room. And I'm standing at the door, and then you are, the Baba's picture is there, I mean, as beautiful as your room.
Mm-hmm.
And you were decorating it, mm-hmm. and you were doing it as if nobody else was supposed to do it, because mm-hmm. you knew how it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were finishing up, you raised your head to me, very, very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, from now on, you have to have your own Baba's room.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, and I thought about, maybe she means cave. But she never told me that I should put mm-hmm. a cave. She mm-hmm. never... Of course, you never tell anybody what to do.
No.
But, and then, you know, on the other hand, الان در حال حاضر تو این خونه من اصلا اتاق ندارم که بتونم
English.
Right now, I don't have any room in that house. I didn't know. And somehow I know that there is another message in there, that I am not sharp enough.
As a matter of fact, Sakyam was talking to us earlier, and she was talking about having an altar. Having an altar is good.
Oh, definitely. I know that. I know that, and I always had an altar when I was... You see, when I started, I was in a different situation. I was very sick.
Yeah.
I was in bed most of the time, and I still have that altar in my room. It's the same thing. It's a picture of Baba, a picture of Satyam, and there is a cross, and it's been sitting there for the past 7 years. And it's right in front of me, so I can see it. But then after that dream, I made some room in my own closet, and I put it. Big picture of Baba and very small altar in my own closet. But still I don't know what that meant.
What do you want to mean?
I don't know.
Sometimes the simplest meaning is what it is. You know? And we see to it. If it has a deeper meaning, it will be revealed to you, for sure. But if you have to search for it, just take what you got and run with it.
That's what I did.
Exactly.
Like what I did now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the stuff that I kept questioning myself was as if, how come she didn't tell me, okay, why don't you have a cave? Or you need to put an altar.
Because that's, I call that room Baba room.
Oh.
In my home, I call it Baba room. This is Baba's room.
Okay.
You see.
All right.
And I either say meditation room or Baba's room.
Baba's room.
Like Richard said, where is my book? I said it's Baba's room. or is in the meditation room. These are two, and they go hand in hand. Baba's room, meditation room is the same.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay,
you see.
Okay,
congratulations.
Now I got it.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
Is there a benefit to for it to be like a closet, very small? Because mine is upstairs in the room in the suite. Is there a benefit in?
Oh, your altar represents your heart. So there is no limitation to it. As long as it's separated from the mind, the activity of the rest of the house, which is the bazaar. So, and your altar changes. It starts very simple and not so inspiring. And then as you grow yourself, things changes, you see things differently, you put things differently. It really represents the reflection of your heart. So where there is a simple altar in the beginning because you have hesitation about certain things, then you see your abundance, you see your freedom, you don't care to make it busy. And then after that, you might want it simple again. But the thing is, it takes you through your journey. It's your cave that takes you through your journey.
Right.
People don't realize that. That's why I was telling, when I was in Japan, I just had married Richard. I had no idea, 18 years of age, I mean, very, very wild kid. I went in a corner of the room and I put sajjade migan on the floor and goron and a tasbih, one of the japamala tasbih, and that stone out of the thing. I put it down. I had no idea. But it was my heart at that age. I put it down. I bowed to myself. I bowed to my own heart when I went. And then I was very honest with God. I said, I don't know namaz, but I know I need you. And I want to see you, and I want to be with you. I want to know you. So this is all I can do. This is my best. And that was my first altar. But that was the best altar I could make, you know. And then it became elaborate. There was time, just like Gopi, that our house was festivity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for God. I would have flowers, light, singing, chanting, reading, all of that. I mean, there was not a room that was not an altar. But we still had an altar someplace. That was my expression of my devotion at that time. You see, so you see through your own miyadgah, your own tavern with God, you see your own progress. And that is why it's so important to have a little place. When we built our house that had a cave, that was supposed to be a thing, but it was all God's decision. To this day, I don't know how this place was created. I swear to God, I don't know what made Richard and I to have that little cave behind the thing. And
you mean Baba's room?
No, my own cave. My Baba's. And well, that's Baba's room. The whole house is his. But The thing that I came to realize through my own life is that I don't tell people, I suggest nowadays, I didn't used to, that you should. I talked to somebody from San Jose about a week ago, and I knew her children had no direction. They needed some place to take refuge with their mother. So I said, listen, put a table and put a flag on it. I don't care what you put on. Whatever you and your children like. It doesn't have to be a picture of Jesus and Muhammad and you know, Allah's name or Om, nothing. Just put what you think yourself and your children will be inspired, even if it's a stone in a heart shape. It starts someplace, because the children are wanderer in the house. They need to have collective thought, you know, bring all of them to one thing. And they don't have any place to go in the house. So when they see their parents sitting in a corner with the door shut, even if it's in the closet, and just being quiet or singing to God or chanting to God, they find security in that. Mm-hmm. And we have to give that to them. But we can't give that to them if we don't have it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So altar is your own heart. And it's, even if you have 10,000 pictures, you are having 10,000 pictures of your own heart. Mm-hmm. It is not 10,000 pictures of me or Baba. It is 10,000 pictures of your own heart.
Right. We need it, Satyendra.
I need it. I still, when I go to my cave, I walk in and I say, God, this is my world. You know, this is the sum total of my life. When this body disappears, I told the kids, go in my cave, you'll find out how I lived. Mm-hmm. You'll know how I lived. Instead of saying where my jewelry is, I said, there is a heart-shaped box that has Baba's sand in it. They're very precious. They don't have it anymore. Make sure that you... Or I have two pairs of sandals. Make sure that they go to the right place. So when I go to my cave, I said, this was my life. Mm-hmm. For to this point, this is what I collected. This is where my attention was. And the rest of the house is just to have activity.
Changes the whole aura of the house.
Oh, your house becomes a temple. Your temple. You know? And prejudice or people that are not having understanding, they might walk in and say, why do you have a picture of Satyam? Or why do you have, do you need a middleman to know God? And I would say, no, you don't need a middleman, but it really, really shows your own. You have to see how you feel somehow. And by lighting a candle, when she goes in her cave and lights the candle and puts the flower down, she's offering it to herself. There's nobody else in there. I'm not there to offer. And ultimately, I'm never there in the form. It's her offering to her and pleases God. This pleases God.
So your heart is the temple of your heart.
Your heart is the temple of your heart. And your home becomes a reflection of your heart. You go to some homes. I love this home, by the way. As I really do. It is very beautiful. The feeling in it. But you go into some home, you feel like the owner of the home is there temporary. They just got there. There is nothing there to build on.
Yes. Yes.
You see boxes, and they've been in the house for years. My daughter-in-law's, every time we go, at least for us, the house is full of candle and flowers. Every time we go there. Whether they do it all the time, at least they know that I want to go enter a house that gives you, you know, this type of holiness.
Yeah.
Just imagine, if we didn't have these two candles on the table, the whole vibration would be different.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the candle is saying? It makes us one-pointed. It makes us for a moment forget the world and look at this and be fascinated by the beauty of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Is the room ready, honey?
Yes.
We're going to go to the cave.
We're going to the cave. I'm so happy for each one of us. I could say one of you. Because like I wrote in the blog, there is no grace greater than a deeper understanding. There is no love greater than deeper understanding. And I think each one of us, we don't even realize how much better understanding we have. And through a very simple style of living, you know. Now each one of us, when we go home, we have a place that we can look forward to. And a place that we can look forward to. And I was telling Angela, there is only one teacher, believe me, and that's in your heart. Don't even look up. There's only one teacher that is in the heart. But nevertheless, activity of the outside initiate to the finding of the inside. That's the only work it has. That's the only work it has.